Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
And guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I tell you, I am so done with my allergies. I can't even begin to finish getting through this season. I want to apologize. I'm trying to find a Kleenex around here. So that's kind of how the studio is. We have every single thing in the studio that we need. I got my water. I got my food. I got my snacks. I even have toilet paper. I just don't have Kleenex. So once I get Kleenex, I'll be able to blow my nose. I have gum. I have diet soda. We have coffee. Just no Kleenex. So once I get that, I'll be able to blow my nose. So some sad news. TV icon Jerry Springer has passed at the age of 79. Sources have told us that he had recently been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, received that diagnosis a few months ago, had died peacefully in his home in Chicago. And every time this happens, it almost seems like every few months we're being told that somebody is getting pancreatic cancer. And yes, pancreatic cancers are on the rise. Every time I write an article and I discuss the case numbers of how many Americans get afflicted with it, each year it goes up by the thousands. So whether that is Jerry Springer's official cause of death, may he rest in peace. If he did have pancreatic cancer, he joins a long list of celebrities and Americans who are coming down with this. Now, Jerry Springer, fascinatingly, you know, his show, the Jerry Springer Show, lasted 27 seasons. I think Jerry Springer Show, I remember in the 90s. And it was iconic in that rather than the 80s sitcoms, you started to, it was probably one of the first of the more reality TV like. I think it probably brought in more of that, this is what's going on out there. And you got to see real people. You got to see people fight. And it was fascinating TV. It did take it to certain levels. And very raunchy discussions and topics completely opposite of the family ties and the whole 80s sitcom thing. The 90s with Jerry Springer brought in a lot more raw, unfiltered content. You know, some people say they look back and watch, you know, shows like Friends, and they go, there were some dirty topics, or there were dirty jokes. Yeah, movies like Friends, or shows like Friends, or Seinfeld, the 90s started to bring up topics of sex and masturbation and other things that you wouldn't really necessarily see that much in the 80s. And so even though Dallas, it was all full of adult content, it was very cleaned up. And so Jerry Springer and his show got the credit for opening up that avenue of entertainment where it was more raw, it was more realistic, and not the whole Leave It to Beaver type of thing that had pervaded for decades in TV. So we credit him. And in fact, he was mayor of Cincinnati. I don't know if you guys knew this, but apparently he ran for Congress back in 1970. He was elected to Cincinnati City Council in 1971. He didn't win his congressional seat in the 70s. But he ran for City Council in 1971, eventually became the city's mayor in 1977. He served one term, and then he went on to do his show, which debuted in 1991. Originally, it was supposed to be about political issues. Just like my show originally was supposed to be answering questions on cholesterol and prostate. And it took a turn. How whatever the fans wanted, it took a turn. So his political show ended up being the smash that it had, 27 seasons. So we're told by TMZ and other sources that he had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, ended up having a recent illness, we believe related to that, passed away peacefully at his home in Chicago. But he joins the ranks of multiple individuals who have had pancreatic cancer, such as Harry Reid, Siegfried and Roy, Siegfried Fischbacher, Charlotte Ray from The Facts of Life, Patrick Swayze, Luciano Pavarotti, Alan Rickman from Die Hard and the Harry Potter series, Aretha Franklin, Michael Landon from Little House on the Prairie, Alex Trebek, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Pancreatic cancer cases are rising. Each year, 64,000 Americans are diagnosed with it. Five-year survival rate, still at about 5%. 50,000 Americans are dying of pancreatic cancer each year. This number keeps rising. And we're struggling with this one because we're not finding it early and quick enough. By the time somebody has pancreatic cancer, it's usually too late. Why? Well, early symptoms of pancreatic cancer mimic heartburn. They mimic acid reflux, stomach upset, stomach flu. So people ignore it and they keep popping their antacids until finally their doctor says, look, we have to, don't be just taking over-the-counter antacids, let's look at this. And then, unfortunately, it gets found most of the time at an end stage. Median survival time is 2 to 6 months after the cancer is diagnosed late stage. So risk factors are those who are older. Even though women get it as well, male a little bit more often than female. If you have diabetes, use alcohol, chronic pancreatitis, genetics, African-American descent, Ashkenazi Jewish descent, obesity, high-fat diet. If you've ever had hepatitis B, that could put you at risk. H. pylori, BRCA1 or BRCA2 mutations. And some researchers are looking at artificial sweetener use. Artificial sweetener use has been linked to diabetes. Diabetes has been linked to pancreatic cancer. So we're not ready to say your artificial sweeteners are causing pancreatic cancer, but it's something that we're urging people be aware of. Steve Jobs' pancreatic cancer was a little bit different. It was a neuroendocrine tumor, a little different from some of these other pancreatic cancers that have taken these other well-known figures. But we do wonder, because diet soda did seem to be a pretty common drink, especially for CEOs of the 90s and 2000s. So symptoms of pancreatic cancer include jaundice, where your skin can turn yellow, eyes can turn yellow, heartburn, back pain, abdominal pain, bloating, weight loss of appetite, all of a sudden getting diabetes for no reason, dark-colored urine, light-colored stool, fatigue. And if your skin is really itchy, a lot of people, they call up going, oh, my skin is itchy. So they want steroids. Get that checked out. Make sure that's not the pancreas. Godspeed, and our hearts and prayers are with the Jerry Springer family, 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, today, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise at GCNlive.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. And big thanks to our sweet mate that gave me some Kleenex so I could blow my nose with allergies. I think what it is I went tarantula hunting yesterday, and I saw one, and I posted a picture with the eyes. You have to look at my tarantula pictures. You can see the little eyes, and who knows, maybe it kind of blew some of its fur in my way, but I didn't want to bother it. I just wanted to say hi. Oh, hi, little tarantula. Okay. So Tucker Carlson's firing is still buzzing around in the news, and many people are not very interested in the story. But I found a, kind of an interesting little take on where things are going with this. And so I just want to spend a couple minutes talking about this. One rumor and theory on why Tucker Carlson got fired was because he was poop talking his boss, and he had called his boss a C word. That never bodes well. That's not very good. Others think it's because it was part of the Dominion contract settlement. Others think maybe he cost too much money. But this Tucker Carlson firing may actually be that watershed moment in labor relations where the old adage of somebody is, you know, who brings in ratings and brings in money is going to be there, and the company is held hostage and they have to work around that person, to sometimes firing your big golden goose is going to be the most advantageous move. And it's interesting. And I have a lot of individuals who never really cared or even knew who Tucker Carlson was, or, you know, are kind of looking upon this as, well, that's fascinating. Don Lemon. Don Lemon has been a CNN, pull, a huge, huge ratings star on CNN. He was on Empire. They've used him in multiple movies and TV shows. And fired. Drop of the hat. So where is labor going? And the reason why this starts to make people a little uneasy is nobody wants to get fired. Everybody wants to get a job if they like that job, if they're doing a good job, if they're doing what they're supposed to. They want to know they can keep that job. So when we see individuals, one, who stink, keep their job, right, and those who might be actually doing exactly what the network needs or the company needs or a corporation needs, lose their job, it starts to make you a little unsettled as to where your sense of direction is. And, you know, I'm old enough, and I've been in multiple fields, the restaurant field, the academia field, the media field, the medical field, where being good and doing a good job and making customers happy or students happy or managers happy doesn't mean jack diddly squat. There's always another reason. And that's what makes this hard. You know, we as Americans, we want simple instructions. So just tell us what to do. Tell us, okay, we go to a job, we clock in, clock out, do a good job. Don't be lazy, don't mess up, and you'll keep that job forever. And that's not what's happening. What's happening is somebody could be jealous of you. Somebody could have a spouse. That spouse comes to work, goes, who's that person? Oh, that person is so-and-so, and that spouse is get rid of them because they think that spouse could be a threat and cheat on you or cheat on that on your partner or cause there to be some of the, you know. And, you know, it was interesting. I had years ago read for a part for a TV show, and the casting director was really cool, and he goes, you're perfect. You are perfect, but I'm just going to warn you, you look like the director's ex. He might not go for you. And now, he could have just been saying nice, and maybe I did suck at it, but if that does happen, if you remind somebody of somebody else, no, they're gone. If you trigger somebody, let's say you have had a past that, if that ever gets discussed, could trigger that person, you'll be out. Let's say you've done a really, really good job, and you have been with a company for years and have gotten raises and have gotten positions and titles. You might be the first to go, because during a recession, individuals who are cheaper, that will do the job and are younger, will look more attractive than you do for that position, because that company could save money. And this is what we talk about a lot on the show. Where do we go from here? You know, if doing a good job and staying with the firm and getting raises and getting benefits and moving up to where you now get 4 weeks vacation a year, when management comes in and says, look, how can we save money? You know, well, this person's always on vacation. Well, no, it's because they've earned the extra vacation. They'll be like, well, let's get rid of them and hire people that don't have vacation leave yet. So individuals are losing their jobs who could actually be very good. Now, Tucker Carlson, I've watched some of his shows. He says it like it is. I see why he has gained huge popularity among network news opinion shows. And if he is the strongest lead, or if he was the strongest lead for ratings, then you wonder, why would Fox News fire him? Was there, in the Dominion sort of settlement negotiations, anybody that even brought up Dominion negatively had to leave? You know, there's all these little backstories and questions. Now we're being told he called one of his superiors the C word, and there was a video of him talking about women, and so, you know, there's going to be all this speculation and all these things leading up to it, but I wouldn't be surprised if Fox News or CNN with Don Lemon said, you know what, it's going to be ripping off a bandage. We know there's going to be fallout. We know we're going to lose ratings. But in the long term, it's something we have to do. We're going to weigh the benefits and the risks, and that's what we'll do. We will survive. And if you ever work for a company and you think you are just so valuable that they would never fire you, what happened with Tucker Carlson and Don Lemon has taught every American what many of us have already learned, that it doesn't matter how valuable you are replaceable. Everybody is replaceable. And so you could think you have power, connections, and you don't. You know, the tide will always turn, so always have a backup. And for the love of God, don't poop talk your senior executives or your bosses. That always comes out. Now, I know there's some people that don't care. They're like, you know what, this person is trying to mess with me. I don't care if anybody knows it. I'm calling you on it. Hey, you know what? All the power to you. If you're leaving that job and you want to call it like it is and you want to say, hey, guys, you know, this is what's happening to me, you have a right to say that, because people will always lie about you behind your back on why you lost your job, just like all this speculation now. Who knows what happened with him? But it might just have been that the benefit outweighed the risk of having him. And when a news network doesn't care about firing Don Lemon and what that would do to their ratings, or firing Tucker Carlson and what that would do to their ratings, it shows you that your boss will have the same lack of care on your stature. If they have to fire you, they will. And you might be extremely valuable to the company, but they might value something else. So always have a backup, always have side gig. So if you know, the opinions change, or you end up looking like somebody, or somebody's spouse comes in and says, I want that person to go because I think you're sleeping with them, that stuff can just blow a person's career completely to smithereens, and it's unfair. But, you know, life isn't fair. Work isn't fair. I've seen amazing, amazing people get fired for just no good reason, but out with the old, in with the new. I mean, look, every time there's a new president, many of those individuals get canned. They're like, well, because of loyalty. That person might be loyalty to the new president. Doesn't matter. They can everybody. You were in that administration, you're marred. It's ridiculous. So, we'll probably find out more information as we go. But for those of us that, you know, talk and text and email people, jokes and memes and anything that could get you fired, you might not be getting fired because of it. But if they need an excuse to can you, they're going to draw on whatever they can. So don't give anybody any fuel. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News update. They've already shut off the gas in some towns around Davenport, Iowa, as the Mississippi River is rising to what could be its biggest flood there in about 20 years. Also, strong storms are expected to return today to the Gulf Coast from South Texas to the Florida Panhandle. Now that the House has passed a bill to raise the debt ceiling and cut some spending, it goes to the Senate, where Utah Republican Mitt Romney's all for it.
He's now laid down a reasonable proposal, and time for the White House to negotiate. That's the way a two-party system works.
But Senate Democrats have said the House bill, shepherded by Speaker Kevin McCarthy, is dead on arrival. He took the TV talk show to a new level, what some say was a lower level. But Jerry Springer's show was definitely a hit. After a short bout with cancer, Jerry Springer died today at his home in suburban Chicago. He was 79. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the lady who accused Emmett Till of whistling at her, which ultimately led to the boys' lynching back in 1955 in Mississippi, has now died. Carolyn Bryant Donham has passed at the age of 88. She had accused Till of whistling at her in 1955 in Mississippi. He was 14 years old at the time. She was 21. The allegation, I don't know if anybody ever proved it, if there were any witnesses, if that's what Till had done, tragically triggered her husband and brother-in-law to kidnap him, beat him savagely, and then lynch him. I believe his mom had an open casket so people could see how badly injured her boy was. And it was horrific to see something like this could happen. And you know, we take our freedom so much for granted these days. And you know, somebody whistling, and you know, having been whistled at, I mean, to me it's flattering. I get whistled at, I mean, and now no more, but in the past I would get whistled at and I would just be like, okay, thank you, and I'm going to walk away just in case somebody wanted to act on that whistling. But for her to, you know, allegedly take it to that level, her husband got involved, brother-in-law got involved, and caused the death of a boy, allegedly, it has marred our history, and it highlighted the racism that occurred and the inequality of and the just the tragedy that would befall people who, you know, were innocent. And people had been calling for her role to be reexamined and her to, and she has passed away at the age of 88. And it's a horrible, horrible situation where, you know, I mean, when somebody whistles at me, I never tell my husband because I don't want him getting all mad. Well, who did that? Let me go down. And, you know, I men want to defend people's honors and you all know the story of it. Loss of life that should have never happened for something so trivial. And it's, you know, so we are just reporting now that Carolyn Bryant Dunham has died at the age of 88. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Bethany Funk, who was one of the survivors of the Idaho University murders, had was not going to be interviewed by the defense team, is now going to be interviewed by Brian Kohlberger's defense team. She is not going to travel to Idaho, but I think she's in Reno, and they are going to travel to her home. They subpoenaed her as a witness to the 4 a.m. killings. Now, this is obviously very emotional, where she's lost her friends, and she is being asked to be a witness for the defense. She is one of the two surviving roommates of the four University of Idaho students who were slaughtered in their beds. Bethany Funk is 21 years old, or Funke, and she's going to meet with lawyers at her home in Reno. She was trying to argue that she should not have to testify during the various court hearings. Criminal Justice Major Kohlberger, he was a criminal justice major. I think he was actually in graduate school. 28 years old, has been accused of killing Kaylee Goncalves, 21 years old, Madison Mogan, 21 years old, Zana Carnoto, 20 years old, and Ethan Chapman, 20 years old, on November 13th of last year. Court documents reveal that Funke's lawyers are arguing that she should not have to testify at the prelim hearing in June or for the duration of the trial. But looks like both sides have come to an agreement that she would be interviewed. Now, I don't believe she is the one that got out of bed and saw him in the house. We think this is the other one. But they say that she has information that is material and necessary to the alleged killer's defense. And, of course, you know, the world is wanting to know what possibly could even be in his defense for doing something like this, unless they're going to say that she saw somebody else. But from what I understand, she was not the roommate that got up in the middle of the night and saw somebody in the house. This was the other one who I think was asleep the whole time. There have been many questions surrounding this. One, it was just so tragic and should have never happened, obviously. But the fact that there were surviving roommates in the house, how did they survive? How did they sleep through it? Why did it take so long for 911 to be called? Now, I don't have all the details. Still, a lot of the witness testimony is sealed. But having been a college student, okay, you know, coming in late at night, right, going to bed, you could wake up at noon easy when you're a college student on a Saturday or Sunday. And you wake up at noon, 1 o'clock, you get out of bed. Apparently, the survivors were in the basement bedroom. go up to the kitchen, grab yourself some coffee, something to eat, all quiet, go back down. Hours could go by before somebody knows. I never would go into my roommate's rooms. That's just something you don't do. So, sadly, a friend of mine who had committed suicide wasn't found for days because his roommate would never go into his room. He ends up, eventually there's an odor. And when they went to look, they realized, oh, gosh, he was in there dead. So, you know, but these are questions that need to be answered as to why it took so long. But, you know, as we get more information, her version of events have not been publicly released. Both roommates' phones were forensically downloaded by officers. They believe the crimes occurred between 4 a.m. and 4:25 a.m. I think the other roommate had seen a tall man who was in black clothing and a mask. That has been detailed in the some of the documents, but I don't think Funky is the one who saw him. So exactly, I'm not exactly sure what her version of events are, it's one of those things where a lot of us parents who send our kids to college or, you know, lived in homes. I mean, how many people live with multiple roommates? And to think that somebody, you know, right now one of the working theories is he was a stalker and he stalked one of the victims, and then unfortunately some of the other roommates were indirectly then targeted and ending up assaulted as well and killed as well. We just don't know. But this is something where it's taken a long, long time, and I understand they have to do a good job. They were very systematic with it, so it did take a while to be told who the killer was or alleged killer was, but they found him, and, you know, I trust their process, and, you know, but it is taking a long time, and people want answers, and knowing that, you know, this sort of thing could possibly be happening in other cities on a more, you know, massive level, it's scary. And, you know, college students live together, the doors are open, people are in and out of the house, there's parties, there's, you know, you're drinking, you aren't realizing that somebody could be watching you or hunting you or stalking you, and it's very, very scary. And when multiple, you know, kids die for absolutely no reason, it's something that is very unsettling, and we want to know why. So we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Kohlberger is yet to enter a plea for the quadruple homicide. He has been charged with 4 counts of murder, 1 count of burglary. And also, anybody connected to the case, there's a gag order. So that has been slowing down also some of the information coming to the press. But then again, if, you know, we've seen cases completely fall apart because things weren't done right. So got to trust the process. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be.
Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So small businesses are the heartbeat of the economy, and coming up is National Small Business Week. Hoo-hoo! And small businesses are still staying strong. You know, there's big, big companies that are out there, and yes, a lot of competition, but small businesses are still holding strong. And but there's opportunities to get extra ways to compete better. So each May, Small Business Week recognizes the contributions of entrepreneurs. And joining us next is financial and tech expert Aparna Kurjikar of Verizon to discuss this unique event that's going to complement the celebration of Small Business Week. It's called Verizon Small Business Days. Celebrate small businesses with promos, chance to book a free tech check with a Verizon small business expert, analyzing the needs of your business, showing us solutions that actually are catalysts for survival success in this economy, which, as you know, is pretty challenging. So joining us now is Aparna Kurjikar. Aparna, thank you so much for joining us.
Woohoo! It is. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I love Small Business League. You know, I have some small businesses, very, very small, but we're out there, we're loud, and we're vocal, and it is, we feel like we are going to be overwhelmed and, you know, over-consumed by bigger business, but tech has brought us, you know, level playing fields with some of these bigger companies. Talk to us about some of the basics that small businesses need.
So well said. And here at Verizon, we love our small businesses, all 30 million of them, and they are indeed the heartbeat, the lifeline of the U.S. economy. And you are absolutely right. I think technology can be called the best friend for small businesses. It is the equalizer. It is the leveler of the playing field in terms of just making sure in this macroeconomic environment with inflation, supply chain, worker shortages, small businesses are being hit a little extra because of not having as much wherewithal oftentimes to buffer against the situation. That's where technology comes in, and it can be used to survive, scale, but also differentiate. And here at Verizon, we're using the Small Business Days as a way to showcase everything that we have available, including free tech checks and some very special promos, to ensure that small businesses know where to find us and know that we are here for them in this journey to be successful and growing and continuing being the lifeline.
And a lot of individuals don't realize that they could own a business. I mean, when I grew up owning a business, I thought you had to be this big CEO and have a building and have a lot of money. We have millions of small business owners that are doing it out of their house. And technology can help do that. Talk to us about some of the tech that's out there.
That is so true. I mean, we see businesses with one individual, self-owned employee number one, and they're always looking to grow. And for them, as well as the mid-sizes, you know, somewhere around 200, 300 employees, it's the same story. And technology can be pretty daunting unless you deconstruct it. Think of it really as four C's: connectivity, cybersecurity, collaboration, cloud. Let me tell you about each one. Connectivity really is the lifeline. Connect everything reliably with the right amount of bandwidth, whether you're in a building, whether you're in a store, or you're mobile, right? Next is cybersecurity. With everything connected, everything going digital, guess what's happening? Those rogues, the scammers are out there in vogue, and we've got to make sure we're staying ahead of it. And as we do that, you now start thinking about, yes, you've shored up your connectivity and cybersecurity. Let's talk about how you collaborate with each other as employees or with your customers, either through digital, through voice. Never miss that call from your customer. And then as you've done all of that, think about the right kinds of software solutions on cloud that can keep you ahead of everybody else. We've got under one hood solutions for all four. We can get you started or start from where you're at and build from there, because you know what? One size doesn't fit all, and we need to personalize every one of these technology solutions for you, small business.
So true. We're speaking to Aparna Kurjikar of Verizon. Your minority owners face challenges. You know, what are some of these challenges that you're seeing?
Yeah, they face the same challenges as everybody else, small or big, but they have some uniqueness. As connected as they are to their community, and we love that about minority businesses, about their special segments, what they need is more connection into tech experts, more connection into financial advisors, they need help in figuring out how they avail different grants and financial infusion, but at the same time, technology advice. That's where we come in. We've got grants for them, but more importantly, we've got tech experts who can sit down with them and help them. You know what the good news is, and this is the real important stuff, is minorities are more amenable, and our research in the field has shown us that, more amenable to adopting and being out there at the forefront of technology and leveraging it. In fact, 74% of them are already using technology to get more customers. A lot of them using it where we've got gaps. They've got gaps in labor shortages and such. So we love that about minority-owned businesses.
And it's a little nerve-wracking with recession, inflation, you know, this poor economic outlook. Many smaller business owners are nervous that they're not going to be in the best position. What sort of outlook do you, what's your prediction? What does the outlook look, especially for 2023?
Yeah, as much as we thought yesterday was uncertain, today is more uncertain than yesterday, right? And that holds true in businesses of all shapes and sizes. So not surprisingly, there is a little bit of that. Where is the economy going? What is it that we need to be doing in terms of tightening up the belt? They are seeing sales decline. They are seeing a little bit of the withdrawal from their cash reserves, especially the small businesses. But the good news is those who have adopted technology and have already accelerated through COVID and then right after on technology with those four C's are more optimistic today than they were yesterday, and they definitely feel like they'll be in a much better place next year than they are today. Over half of them feel that way. Those are really great sentiments that we can continue building on just so much as we are supporting them with the right kinds of technology needs to keep ahead.
In the final minute, Aparna, anything you'd like to tell our listeners?
Yeah, so get to www.verizon.com/business. That's where you'll have a lot of the information about our small business days. Also, a ton of information around grants and this tech check that you can sign up for, free for everybody, doesn't have to be a Verizon customer. And then there are some free resources available for mentoring, courses that you can avail as well on our Digital Ready platform on that same site. So please do check it out.
Absolutely. Well, we really appreciate you and everything Verizon does. Can't wait to have you back. And next week, happy National Small Business Week.
Thank you. Same to you. Thank you for having me.
Anytime. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, I talk to many individuals who are in between careers and jobs, and you know, when I say, you know, own your own business, they look at it as something that is just beyond such a big feat, and there's actually baby steps, and it's doable. And I'll meet individuals who go, oh yeah, I'm CEO. You'll see CEO on their business card. It was a business they started at home with tech, so it's doable. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.